WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 50 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Brazos County Commissioners at their last meeting approved several economic development agreements. One assists a new $5 million apartment complex along Highway 47 south of the Brazos County Expo by providing up to $80,000 towards water and sewer lines.
It will help reimburse the developer, get sewer and water to that property.
County Judge Dwayne Peters says the complex will generate property tax revenue on what is assessed as farmland.
It opens up some more development potential.
Commissioners also joined the cities of Bryan and College Station on agreements in the bio corridor for the new Nutribolt and Viasat headquarters. Utility customers in College Station will be paying more starting this month with the introduction of a roadway maintenance fee. Aubrey Nettles at the city manager's office says a notice sent with last month's utility bills generated some customer calls.
Really, it's been more for information purposes, and so the city has recently published a blog that will help those residents to understand what the fee is, what the revenues will be going toward, and what tier non-residential entities can expect.
College Station utility customers in apartments and other multifamily residences are paying another $6 a month. Single-family homes are paying another $8 a month. And the owners of non-residential properties were placed in one of five different tiers where the fee could be as little as $17 a month or as much as $250. It was a busy New Year's Eve for local law enforcement responding to noise complaints. According to the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, 17 loud music complaints and 15 fireworks or shots fired calls were made. Deputy Nathan Dennis says the shots fired calls could have been fireworks since they are similar sounds. No citations were issued and no injuries were reported. Arrests have been made on charges of bringing contraband into two local corrections facilities. At the state's Hamilton Prison Unit west of Lake Bryan, a Houston woman is accused of taking something out of her bra during a visit with her boyfriend. The inmate is accused of swallowing what the arrest report described as something 58-year-old Beverly Brown bought from a junkie on the street corner. Try saying that 10 times fast. At the Brazos County Jail, two more arrests were made from a surveillance operation involving inmates receiving smuggled tobacco or snuff. 43-year-old Connie Onstott of Bryan is accused of delivering the items behind a trash dumpster. And then 31-year-old Eric Kelly of Bryan told deputies, according to the arrest report, when he received the contraband, he would trade it for items from the jail commissary. And more is known about the early New Year's Day shooting of a Calvert policeman whose life was saved by his bulletproof vest. Robertson County Sheriff Gerald Yezik says Officer Stephen Magnus had picked up a person walking along Highway 6 from Calvert to Hammond, which is 11 miles away. After Magnus got out of his marked patrol vehicle at 2:30 in the morning, he was shot in the back. The person who received the ride was not injured. A short time later, 27-year-old Patrick Jones was taken into custody. He was arrested for aggravated assault of a peace officer. Jones's bond had been set at $500,000. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 50 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Bryan Broadcasting encourages you to go local by supporting our local businesses. When you shop, live, look, and dine locally, your tax dollars stay right here in the Brazos Valley, helping provide the services that make Bryan College Station a great place to live. You also help businesses grow, providing more jobs. Bryan Broadcasting and Polaris Fun Center remind you to go local.
Good morning. It's 7:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
A mild day in the forecast for the region. We should end up partly to mostly sunny today with temperatures up to about 70 to 75 this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy and turning cooler overnight, 40 to 45. Cool weather shows up tomorrow. We're partly sunny and only 50 to 55. Partly cloudy, colder tomorrow night, lows 35 to 40. Partial sun remaining cool through Thursday with highs of 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll recap the bowl games that took place last night in college football. Meanwhile, the Aggie women's basketball team won their fifth straight home opener last night at Reed Arena, and the Rockets start off January with a win. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That's us. It's the Infomaniacs. We're just sitting here waiting on your text, your phone calls.
Waiting.
We're doing that, and we're sitting there in the WC Tractor Control Room. It's your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. So, you know, a little bit of football, always good time.
Mm-hmm.
Three pigskin-loving girls from Southern California claim that Lyft sent out a drunk driver who almost killed him in an accident.
Wow.
Lisa Height and Terry Katinas telling a TV station they wanted to go out one Sunday morning in September to watch some football, have a few drinks. Unfortunately, the driver made an illegal left turn, causing a big old crash, and was promptly arrested on DUI charges.
Yikes.
Wow.
On a Sunday morning.
Yeah, Ms. Height claims that she suffered a heart attack from the stress and will never trust another rideshare service again, despite the fact that she works for Uber.
Oh, yeah.
The whole point of Uber is to call somebody who is not going to be drunk to take you
exactly.
home.
Exactly.
For their part, Lyft says that safety is their, quote, top priority, end quote, and they've got a, quote, strict zero tolerance drug and alcohol policy.
Duh.
Unless you don't. Okay, that driver has been permanently banned, and they get themselves a lot of bad publicity.
Yeah.
Gotta like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do as much screening and, you know, whatever you want, background checking, but you can't know that someone's going to go out there and just make that kind of mistake one day.
Make a bad decision.
So, I mean, it's very unfortunate and scary, but then at the same time, you are putting your life in someone else's hands by getting on the road at any point during the day because there's other drivers out there, but especially when you're getting in the car with a stranger, no matter if he has been vetted by this company or not, he or she.
Was there a smell? Was there any conversation?
I mean, that too, yeah.
At some point, did you happen to find any warning signals or possibly had you been served a little bit as well and you weren't paying attention to that? Okay.
Or was he still just hammered from the night before?
Well, it could also be that.
not that makes it better. That's probably worse.
Nope. Anyhow. Well, while we're talking about crazy people who I guess maybe used to live in Florida and now live in California, Alhambra Police, California Police, they put a pickup on their Facebook page that appears to be a gun-shaped iPhone holder.
What?
Apparently the fire department responded to a medical emergency of a person passed out in a car. When they arrived, they saw what appeared to be a gun in the passenger seat and immediately called police in. Special forces were called out. Brief standoff. Person surrendered the gun, which again was just a cell phone iPhone holder. Was confiscated.
Mm.
Why would you buy one of those to begin
with? Why
would
you make one of those?
Yeah.
Make it to sell, and somebody
bought I think there are some sort of, like, games you can play or something with your phone that, you know, you have to put it in a thing like that or something like that.
Kay.
But I don't know. I don't even know how that would work, you know? You can't see the screen when you're pointing it that way.
Just kind of wondering about that. That'd be just fine. Did we find out about Hatchimals yesterday?
Find out anything more?
Yeah, you were going to walk across the
hall. No, I did not.
That's
I forgot
okay.
to talk to
you. Right.
We're just
wondering because, again, this was one of the hot things for Christmas, and now here we are, you know, less than 2 weeks after Christmas, and how are people doing with
I
that?
I saw something else online the other day that some parents are claiming that their Hatchimals or that their child's Hatchimals swear in their sleep.
In their sleep?
Yeah, that's what it said. That was the headline.
Well, I know we talked about how they might be some that were maybe saying
some bad words.
But in their sleep?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, we'll move on from that. You know, you mentioned we had our Trump tweets, and again, he's tweeted again this morning, right?
Yes.
Again? Wow.
Well,
he's so active. But the deal is, apparently CNN is putting a book out about him. Have you seen this?
Did not.
And they are using the worst possible picture they could. He said it'd be a great book, except CNN is using the worst possible picture that they could
of
Donald Trump. Well, and that's just a continuation, too, of Rosie O'Donnell. She's doing a little Twitter feud right now with the P.E. Trump, quoting...
Oh, what else is new there?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Over the long holiday weekend, she posted a series of tweets. Donald Trump is a sick man, one read. Another called him mentally unstable and added less than 3 weeks to stop him, America. Rosie, it's too late, girl.
It's what? Not going to happen.
What does she suggest be done
stop
him?
I'm not sure.
He has tweeted again since we last spoke in our previous segment.
Okay, here we go.
He is talking about Obamacare. Imagine that. So he says, people must remember that Obamacare just doesn't work and it is not affordable. 116% increases in Arizona, at least that was what he cited. Uh-huh. Bill Clinton called it crazy. The Democrat governor of Minnesota said the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, is no longer affordable and it's lousy health care.
All right, there he is. He's going to be our... And again, I hope he holds up his cell phone during the inaugural address just so he can say, I've got a phone and I'll stay in touch with you.
Or at least to take a selfie.
Yeah, would that be... Now, that'd be fun. That would.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, another tweet out there against Trump called him mentally unstable and added less than 3 weeks stop America. Okay. In each of the cases, the tweets were accompanied by links to news stories about Trump, including... one that said, DT is mentally ill, with a BuzzFeed post showing Trump's quotes that he'd made about women and models. So there you are. It's going to be so fun. And we haven't even started yet.
Hadn't even begun.
Just the beginning.
By the way, on Sean Hannity tonight, Julian Assange is going to be on his TV show. That'll be at 9 o'clock tonight on the Fox News Channel. Variety is reporting that he did the interview. And has already done it, and in which they will discuss the Russian hacking, 2016 presidential election, and both the Obama and the upcoming Trump administrations. Assange currently living under political asylum in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. So in the interview, he says there's an obvious reason that the Obama administration is focused on the Russian alleged role in the Democratic hacks leading up to DT's November win. He tells Hannity they're trying to delegitimize the Trump administration as he goes into the White House. So, all right, we'll see how all that works out. Mm. Oh, guess what?
What?
They're going to increase security on the Hollywood sign. Yeah.
After Hollyweed?
You think so? Anyway, the Hollywood Sign Trust, that's what they are, the nonprofit organization that oversees the maintenance for the landmark, to see if they can find some sort of a better surveillance system of the sign. Chris Bumgard, who's the chairman of the trust, told the Hollywood Reporter yesterday that an incident like the one that occurred early Sunday morning shows us where there are opportunities to make improvements. Uh-huh. In other words, where you failed.
It's a learning experience.
That's it. It's a learning curve that we're on. The trespassers put themselves at risk because it's extremely unsafe to be on the sign, let alone traversing the treacherous hillside that is home to those 9 famous letters. Yeah, great. And like, that's going to stop them. Look, if they're going to go do that, safety was never part of their concern.
Right, yeah.
Just letting you know, they're out there to make headlines, have people talk about them, and then they can take a picture of that. So you got it. So, gas prices apparently going up. That's what the Fox folks are telling us.
The average price for a gallon of gas nationally is $2.34, up 18 cents in just the last few weeks, and about 35 cents more than it was this time last year.
Oil prices up in the last month. That's really the driver behind gas prices being so much higher than where we started 2016, because OPEC's cut in oil production.
GasBuddy.com analyst Patrick DeHaan says motorists will likely spend about 25 to 50 cents more at the pump in the foreseeable future, with prices likely topping the $3 mark in major cities like L.A. and New York. But that there's a wild card, and prices could also drop with the incoming and oil-friendly Donald Trump White House. In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
There you go, 719. All right, here we go, Chelsea. There's a story going around that somebody was charged with driving under the influence of caffeine.
What?
Yeah, can you get a DUI for being high on coffee? The answer is no.
Oh,
no,
thank
you
goodness.
Can't.
Cool.
The case in question involved a guy in California pulled over and given a breath test, which showed a 0.0 alcohol level. Mm-hmm. He was also given a blood test that came up negative for drugs and alcohol, but it did show he had caffeine. But that wasn't why he was arrested. According to the DA, they believe that other drugs didn't show up in the blood test, so they wanted to investigate further, but it had nothing to do with the fact that he had any caffeine in his system. The case was dropped last week, but
yeah,
just in case you hear that rolling out there someplace on the internet.
It's fake.
You can't do it.
That's it. We're here to help you out with that fake news.
Or it can't be done, rather.
Yeah. In fact, a study from the Netherlands found that people who drank one cup of caffeinated coffee in the middle of a boring four-hour driving test swerved less and maintained their speed better than those without the caffeine boost.
Keeps you sharp.
Focus.
Yeah. So it's actually good for you. Oh. All right, all that and in our self-help segment this morning. You're probably not breathing right. Come on. Most of us have been breathing a while.
It's involuntary.
I feel like I've heard about this, though.
Well, but see, I mean, one more time, we have to be told we're not doing something correctly.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, in talking to Mr. Downs, I decided to stay after the program just for something different. And
just change it up a bit. New year, right?
Exactly.
New year, new
That's
you,
it.
Scott?
Trying to do
yeah.
it. You know it.
All
That's
right.
it. And he had the quote, and he could not attribute it to anybody else. He said he did not come up with it. We are addicted to being offended.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that quote.
I mean, think about that. We are addicted to being offended, which means we're just waiting. Just come on. Just say something to make me
interesting.
Feel really uncomfortable about the situation. So anyway, that's a little side there. So that
some
may be
people
your...
you like want them to just so you have a reason to be mad at them.
So that's your catchphrase for 2017. I'm addicted to be offended.
Nicely
All right. Anyway,
done.
Back to breathing. So take a deep breath. If you did that through your mouth, you are breathing all wrong.
Got to go in through the nose.
That's it.
In through the nose.
There are some real benefits to nose breathing. It makes you look smarter, too, because your mouth is
closed. Because you're not a mouth breather.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, about 80% of us aren't doing that, though. Your nose is custom made. Thank you. Your nose is custom made for breathing, and it is equipped with special features to prepare the air to enter your lungs.
Like your nose hairs.
Yeah, there you go. The nostrils and the sinuses filter and warm the air that you're taking in. Mouth breathing bypasses said filter and can worsen the symptoms of things that you might have, like allergies or sleep apnea or asthma. When we inhale and exhale through the mouth, we're actually, are you ready? Over-breathing.
Oh, you're working too hard.
We're over-breathing the precious oxygen that we need to absorb into our lungs and then exhale, because the nostrils, you see, are smaller. So we exhale through them more efficiently, allowing our lungs to retain more oxygen with each breath. Nose breathing can also increase our awareness and enhance memory and experience.
I don't know
unless it really stinks where you're breathing, okay?
Well, then you're very aware of it, at least. Yeah.
Our brains depend on our sense of smell, even when we don't realize it. Breathing through your mouth reduces or eliminates the subconscious information. That's right. But we have. You know that. You have a smell that's a memory maker. I mean, there's no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Walk into the house that you grew up in or your grandmother's house or something like that, and those are those smells, and they come back all over.
Yeah, they say smell is like 85% of memory sort of other made-up statistic.
It triggers a lot of memory.
Well, and the thing is, when this first started happening, we talked about how bad it was that there are retailers out there in shopping malls who probably push some stuff out there, some smells out there. that trigger an olfactory response that make you more susceptible to purchase stuff.
Just tricking you.
Just saying. You ever go into a leather store? See, back in the day, back in the good old days, you know, and I'll name it because that was the biggest one around was Hollicks in College Station and then Courts in downtown Bryan. And you walk in there with, I mean, they used to make saddles at Courts, okay? So you'd walk in there and you'd smell the leather instantly. I mean, it was just, and you remember it forever. Or you go into Hollicks to pick up your shoes or boots that you got worked on and you know the smell. Yeah. I mean, it was leather. And it's hard to find. The closest you can get is, what, Wilson's in the mall?
Yeah,
I
mean, or a candle.
Yeah.
A leather-scented candle.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the same.
I have one of those, and I don't even have a leather piece of furniture in my house.
Yeah. Or there are guys out there going, oh, yeah, and then there was English leather, which is this really, really nasty cologne. But, yeah, so just remember, you miss all that when you're breathing through your mouth, so breathe through your nose. See,
smell
we're giving
the
you
world
a list
around
of
you.
That's right.
Your nose is for breathing, your mouth is for eating.
That's right. Write a note in your hand today. I'm going to nose breathe in 2017. All right. 725 Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620. WTAW, we're talking to you from the WC Tractor Control Room. It's your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Once again, 725.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Final markdowns have been made at David Gardner's. Your time to get in there and get the best deals that you can right now as they are remodeling. They've already done the remodeling in the Rolex part of the store, and the rest of the store is right behind that. But what David wanted to do is clear the stock out, and he's done that. So this is your last chance to go in there and get something great for yourself or for somebody else that you know, you might want to give later on this year. You could tuck it away and put it in a drawer someplace. Just remember where you put it, okay? But you can stop in and see what they've done with the Rolex area of the store, too, which is just remarkable. Special team came in to rebuild that. It's David Gardner's. They've been here for 35 years, and they're going to be here. But there's a new look that's coming to David Gardner's. So stop in and see them. See the stock that they've got right there. And, you know, one of the great processes there is actually seeing jewelry manufactured because they do it right there in the store, 911 University Drive. That's David Gardner. Stop in and see him. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, the world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Got a little change in the weather finally. Going to get, well, we get sunshine, which we hadn't had really. Yesterday, the first day that we really had a half day of sunshine or more in, what, almost a week? Anyhow, 72. It'll be nearly ideal today with light variable winds. It'll turn around to the northwest about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, 42 will be our low temperature. Then tomorrow, there's some sunshine out there in 52, down to 41 on Wednesday night. Thursday, sunshine again. We'll be in the lower 60s. Starts to cool down, though, 35 on Thursday night. And on Friday, we have a chance of some showers back in, some clouds back in, and a high of only 40. We'll probably have a freeze on Friday night at 29 is what they're calling for. And then sunshine will come back, hopefully, on Saturday. Right now, winds are calm, 83% relative humidity, fair skies, and we're looking at 50 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
One of the leading voices of a global warming hoax is Michael Mann, director of the Earth System Science Center at Penn State. So naturally, Mann was invited to speak to Democrat platform drafting committee. He told the Democrats his head has been buried in climate change models because he's looking for the signal of man-made global warming. But what he said next is incredible. These tools that we've spent years developing increasingly are unnecessary. Now, why does he think these computer climate models are unnecessary? Well, get this. He says it's, quote, because we can see climate change, the impacts of climate change now, playing out in real time on our TV screens in the 24-hour news cycle. So who needs data? He can see climate change on TV. Global warming doomsayers have spent mountains of taxpayer dollars building these computer model tools that have been proved wrong over and over, yet the hoaxers are never held accountable for the hoax. They have continued to manipulate data to perpetuate this hysteria. So now they want to get rid of their flawed data altogether and just rely on TV for evidence. Something else is on tap as Democrats draft their platform. They want those who disagree with their global warming theories prosecuted. An inquisition like in the Middle Ages. Democrats claim they're all about science, but they and their junk science are just total frauds.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a sure winner. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-992-9180. That's 800-992-9180. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-992-9180. That's 800-992-9180.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 50 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The new year for utility customers in College Station means paying more to help maintain city streets. The owners of non-residential properties are charged between $17 and $250 a month. Aubrey Nettles at the city manager's office says the five tiers of non-residential customers are based on 65 different land use categories.
A business is placed into each tier based on the vehicle miles generated by their business. There are two factors that will determine what the vehicle miles generated per day for each business are. And those factors are the land use in which that business operates and the size, square footage of the business.
Nettle says the city will give an annual review of how the money is spent.
We are working with a consultant to help prioritize the roadway conditions and what streets we need to focus on, but we appreciate any input.
Those living in apartments and other multifamily housing units in College Station are charged $6 a month, and those in single-family homes are charged another $8 a month. Three economic development agreements were approved at the last Brazos County Commission meeting. Two involved biocorridor companies, Viasat and Nutribolt, that had previous support from the cities of College Station and Bryan. The third involves a $5 million apartment complex to be built south of the Brazos County Expo along Highway 47.
For that project to happen, it was going to have to take some help.
County Judge Dwayne Peters says the developer can receive up to $80,000 for building an 8-inch water line.
He pays the taxes, then part of the taxes will be reimbursed to help cover his cost.
The developer has 3.5 years to get the apartments on the tax rolls in order to receive the reimbursement. The man accused of shooting a Calvert policeman earlier on New Year's Day, whose life was saved by a bulletproof vest, has been charged with aggravated assault of a peace officer. Bond has been set at $500,000 for 27-year-old Patrick Jones, who was arrested for shooting Officer Stephen Magnus in the back after he got out of his patrol vehicle. Robertson County Sheriff Gerald Yezik says the policeman had given a courtesy ride to a third person who was in the process of walking 11 miles from Calvert north to the unincorporated community of Hammond. Magnus was transported to a hospital in Bryan, where he was treated and released. His father posted on Facebook that he was sore and bruised but was at home resting. The person who got the courtesy ride was not injured. Two more arrests have been made on charges of smuggling loose tobacco and snuff into the Brazos County Jail. A second inmate, 31-year-old Eric Kelly of Bryan, told investigators, according to the arrest report, he kept 75% of what came in to trade for items from the sheriff's commissary. The rest went to two other inmates who collected it from behind a dumpster when they went outside to take out the trash. One of the other inmates was previously arrested. Also charged is 43-year-old Connie Onstott of Bryan, who, according to her arrest report, had made several deliveries. Another contraband arrest took place at the state's Hamilton Prison Unit west of Lake Bryan. 58-year-old Beverly Brown of Houston told state corrections officers, according to her arrest report, she bought something from a junkie on the street corner. Brown was caught on the video taking the unidentified item out of her bra and handing it to her boyfriend, who was an inmate who swallowed the contraband. It was a noisy New Year's Eve weekend with 32 noise complaints called in, according to the Brazos County Sheriff's Office. Deputy Nathan Dennis says 15 fireworks or shots fired calls and 17 loud music complaints were made, but no citations were issued and no injuries were reported. He says the shots fired calls could have been fireworks with a similar sound. Celebratory gunfire struck a state lawmaker from the Rio Grande Valley. Representative Armando Martinez told the Monitor newspaper he was hugging his wife when he felt he was hit by a sledgehammer to the back of the head. He underwent surgery where a bullet was removed. Four children are dead following an accidental poisoning at a mobile home in Amarillo.
There were a total of 10 people in this trailer house. The other six people, as far as I know, are still at the hospital. One or two or three of them are probably still considered critical.
Amarillo Fire Department Captain Larry Davis says someone placed a pesticide containing aluminum phosphide under the house. When another family member tried to wash it out with water, that created toxic phosphine gas. Davis says anytime you're dealing with any kind of poison, to read all the labels and follow all instructions. And the families of two soldiers missing from a Texas Army base are desperately seeking answers.
Jake Mathis and Melvin Jones were last seen together at Fort Bliss in El Paso December 19th in Jones's 2013 Camaro. Mathis reportedly planned to spend Christmas with his commanding sergeant because he had to stay on base. He's considered to be AWOL. Jones's father says the two had planned to attend Friday's Sun Bowl game in El Paso, but his son didn't show at the airport to pick him up. Mathis's mother told Fox News she's angry the Army hasn't addressed the case with more urgency and was told that a soldier must be AWOL 30 days before there's a search. Jones, who was awarded leave, isn't considered a missing person. The families are worried the men may be in danger. Pat O'Neill, Fox News.
WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 50 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at the top of the hour, or you can go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Zorneman Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that, too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great, too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
7:39, News Talk 1620, WTAW's Check Some Weather, brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here you are.
High pressure will send some mild weather our way today. We'll be looking at partly to mostly sunny conditions today with a high anywhere from 70 to 75. Enjoy those mild temperatures while they last because cooler weather is headed our way. We're partly cloudy tonight, 40 to 45. Clouds and sunshine tomorrow, not as warm, 50 to 55. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 35 to 40. And it's going to be partly sunny Thursday, 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, USC and Penn State made history at the Rose Bowl. We'll take a look at that as well as the other bowl games that took place last night. Meanwhile, the Aggie men's basketball team are looking for a win on the road as they prepare to take on Kentucky tonight. And after a 15-win December, the Rockets start January with their fifth straight win. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That's us from the WC Tractor Control Room, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. You can text us or call us, 695-1620. If you text us, it's 979-695-1620. And, you know, great job of sports, but you didn't have a word about the PDC World Dart Championship.
Come on, Brad. I'm trying to fit it in,
you know. Michael Van Gerwen.
I had to cut something.
Yeah, you know. I know. Well, Van Gerwen won. He beat, I don't know, some guy named Anderson. Okay? It was just, back in the day when ESPN didn't have to have every college football game, bowl game, and things like that, every once in a while you'd catch a little esoterica in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've done the spelling bee. You've seen that before. They did Scrabble.
Mm-hmm.
They did the Scrabble Championships. And they've done darts. And it's really kind of cool because I don't understand how you play those darts like that, how you got to, you know, he's got a color commentator who says now he's got to get the 15 and he's got to get the 18 and he's got to do this to be able to win. And how do they do that? You know, you got to get in that little metal thing. You know, I always thought it was all about bullseyes, but mm-hmm. not always. Anyhow, but if it couldn't finish at any better than, I don't know, it's like 222 to 221 or something. It was really close. And then during the awards presentation, a guy runs up on stage and grabbed the trophy and ran off. He stole the trophy of the World Dart Championship when they were waiting to present it to this guy.
Now, that's something you don't see every day.
Yeah. Well, it's not. I mean, I kind of like that. A little different. It's kind of like wrestling. You never know. You got to watch that to see what's going to happen. Which, by the way, did we watch last night? Did we see Arnold? What did Arnold say?
Oh, yeah, actually.
Ooh, did not.
I got that for you.
You do?
Nice.
His catchphrase was revealed. He got rid of Kerry Keegan, the YouTube person or whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
And here's what his catchphrase was.
Kerry, you're terminated.
Yes.
But wait.
Now, get to the chopper.
Thank you, sir. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Get to the chopper.
You're terminated. Get to the chopper. Yeah.
You are terminated.
Okay. I called it. I called get to the chopper.
All right. That's great. There you are. Just knew it was going to happen.
Yep.
So did you watch any of it or you just got the audio for us?
Just got the audio.
Okay. That's good. All right. I was concerned. All right. Now it's time for Guess the Celebrity.
Okay.
Guess the Celebrity. Here's a little audio for you.
Immediately, a lot of opportunities came up in the sense of just television appearances. You know, I appeared on CNN and Queen Latifah Show and HLN, Showbiz Tonight, and I did the top 10 list for David Letterman.
So do you know who that is?
No, I don't.
That's Susan Bennett.
Who is?
I have to do this all the time. Here we go.
The answer is Harry S. Truman from April 12th, 1945 to January 20th. 1953.
She's Siri.
No.
She's Siri. Of course, you've got some Australian guy on your phone.
Yeah,
so,
Susan didn't make the cut.
Okay, anyway. But, yep, she did that. And,
okay.
But when she recorded the words that would be used on the iPhone, she didn't know what they would be used for. She found out October the 4th, 2011, the day that Siri debuted, when a friend called and asked if she was Siri.
That'd be pretty crazy. Someone actually recognized her.
Yeah. Well, and what they do is they change it. They mess with the voice a little bit. They do a little electronic stuff. So that's why she didn't sound exactly the same when she's talking without the stuff. Hello.
Gotcha.
Hello.
Hey, I thought that voice was our local radio girl, the one that sounds like the lady on Cernerman Flooring. What it sounded like to me.
Well, okay.
It's Cernerman Flooring
the
commercial.
Cernerman Flooring girl, that's it. Yeah, it could be that. Yeah, but no, that happens to be that's
Susan
Siri
Bennett
for you. All right, okay. So there you are. All right, so now we got the new trends, the new tech trends, just so you can be ahead of the game.
So you can be trendy.
Yeah, there you go. Look for self-driving cars to become more common on the roads. Oh, I really hope not. I really hope not. With Google and Uber pushing their cars to become the wave of the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was home yesterday afternoon. You turn on the TV, you know, and at 4 in the afternoon, there's really nothing on TV. I mean, to the point that I went to C-SPAN, okay?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know. Yeah, I know. That's sad, isn't it? Well, and the reason is they were just about to start something about self-driving cars in California, because this is apparently a really big deal there. Well, of course, everything's a big deal in California.
Yeah, because they want to be ahead of the curve.
But
yeah.
They had, when she began, and I believe the third word was like in her opening statement, that's when I decided I wasn't going to watch. And then about 10 words later, she said like again, mm-hmm. and I didn't watch. And yeah. What they were discussing is self-driving cars in California.
Oh.
I mean, they've got this California Self-Driving Consortium, the Autonomous Automobile Consortium, that wants this stuff to be happening. Because they're saying 90% of accidents are caused by humans.
90%?
What, animals cause the other 10?
I was going to say, I think it's 100.
I presume there were probably some mechanical failures, yeah. Probably, but yeah, pretty much humans. And so the idea is if you eliminate humans from driving, then it ought to be just fine.
Of course.
We won't have any accidents at all. Oh, and by the way, that HDTV you got, it is so yesterday.
Oh, no.
Look for OLED TVs, mm. OLED TVs, to take over HDTVs in popularity. OLED stands for Organic Light Emitting Diodes. Well, we knew the LED.
Organic
part of it. Light. Organic, oh. Yes, right. And they have a better picture quality than HDTV.
It's sounds obviously fancy. Healthier for
oh,
you.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
I don't know what it means, but I want it.
You bet. The technology has been around a couple of years now, but 2017 is when they should come down enough in price to actually be something that you can afford. And I think we'll probably hear all about it starting next week when the electronic show starts in Las Vegas. They
yeah.
always roll that stuff out. Another big thing, artificial intelligence will continue to be part of our everyday lives as all that data is being gathered about us from Siri.
And Alexa.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And Cortana and your Amazon Echo and the smart mm-hmm. toys and those hatchables that talk to your kids at night when you didn't know
yep.
it. And smart toys and cybersecurity systems and wearable technology, and they will start making predictions about what you're doing before you do that.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Yeah, yeah. They'll be thinking, they'll be knowing, and then they'll tell you that you can't do that.
Or,
yeah.
like, before you know it, your refrigerator will tell you what you want to eat.
Well,
yep.
well, you know they've already got them where they'll
yeah.
tell you what you're out of.
What you're out of. And they've got cameras, and you can look inside.
You see, now what is that about? Why do you need a camera to look inside? Why?
So if you're at the grocery store and you forget.
Oh, of course.
You just pull it up on your phone and you can see right there inside your refrigerator. And then you can spy on your teenager who's
hello?
At home.
Hello.
Searching for beer.
You know, if artificial intelligence isn't a part of your everyday life, you clearly haven't hired a millennial.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, good point. Hello.
Refrigerators won't be telling you what you want to eat. They'll be telling you what they want you to eat.
You know, yes. That's the other mm-hmm. thing. They're going to lock the door on you. Mm. They're going to go, no, your carb intake
like,
for today has already been
what?
Met.
Aren't
I'm hungry. What do
diet?
I want? Broccoli salad.
Yes, there's kale in the back. Hello.
Yeah, they want that camera on there so you don't have to open the door and waste all that good, still hot air inside.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Hello.
Did y'all see why him?
Why him? No.
Mm-mm.
That's that
the
new
movie.
One with Bryan Cranston and the Franco,
yeah.
James Franco.
Did you go see it?
Yes.
What'd you think?
Yes. Okay, first off, it's hilarious. Okay. But second off, they have Justine, who's voiced by Kaley Cuoco, who is 1,000 times better than Siri.
Oh.
All right, good. Thank you.
I do like Kaley.
Hello.
And finally, you know, with the cameras and the refrigerators, they can finally put to bed that age-old question, what happens to the light when you close the door?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Won't have to worry.
And a little penguin comes out and, yeah.
Hello. It's amazing what gets people started.
Right?
There you go. All right. Anyhow, you can join in 695-1620 or you can text in 979-695-1620. Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. X-Track Light Treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. X-Track Light Treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Childs Dermatology to schedule your X-Track Light Treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
If you had a problem and were offered help, would you accept it? Now that may seem like a strange question, but you might be surprised at some people's answer. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. On a cold December night in New York City, a police officer named Larry DePrimo came across Jeffrey Hillman, a homeless man with no shoes. In a moment of compassion, Officer Larry reached out to the homeless Jeffrey by buying him a pair of warm boots. Watching it all unfold was a nearby tourist who took a snapshot, which immediately swept across the internet and every national news outlet. Just a few days later, however, when Jeffrey was spotted panhandling without his new boots, a new story began to unfold. It turns out local agencies had extended help to Jeffrey for years, but he'd always turned them down. By all accounts, he was unwilling to take steps to get his circumstances headed in a more positive direction. Does that surprise us? Well, it shouldn't. The fact is, many people just aren't willing to change so their lives can improve. It could be the reason your loved one is still addicted to drugs, has a troubled marriage, or hates their job, but refuses to do anything about it. If that sounds familiar, tune in tomorrow when we'll discuss the role you might play in helping them move forward. In the meantime, to speak with one of our counselors, call 1-800-A-FAMILY or visit focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
A hearty breakfast that gets you out of bed in the morning and the road that lets you safely get to work have one thing in common, salt. Not only does salt make your food taste better, it makes icy roads safer. Using salt to de-ice the roads can reduce car crashes by 88% and injuries by 85%. Icy roads end where salt begins. Everything's better with a little salt. Find out why at alittlesalt.org.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
7 minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs, and the WC Tractor Control Room, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota, WC Tractor.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 7:53. Well, in college football,
the snap is back, the place is down, the kick is away, it's got the distance.
He's got it!
The Trojans have won the Rose Bowl 52-49. How do you do?
Freshman Sam Darnold threw for 5 touchdowns, and ninth-ranked Southern California won the highest-scoring game in Rose Bowl history by beating fifth-ranked Penn State 52-49 on Matt Bormeister's 46-yard field goal as time expired. The Trojans had just tied the game on Darnold's final scoring pass before Leon McQuay III picked off Trace McSorley and returned it 32 yards to the Penn State 33 with 27 seconds left, setting up the game-winning kick.
Meanwhile, Oklahoma took the Sugar Bowl as Joe Mixon ran for two touchdowns and Baker Mayfield threw for 296 yards and two scores to lead the 7th-ranked Sooners to a 35-19 win over Auburn. In the Cotton Bowl, 8th-ranked Wisconsin took the win with touchdown runs on the Badgers' first two drives in a 24-16 victory over number 13 Western Michigan. And Austin Appleby threw for 222 yards and two touchdowns as number 20 Florida whipped number 21 Iowa 30-3 in the Outback Bowl. Elsewhere in college football, Alabama coach Nick Saban says Lane Kiffin will not serve as the team's offensive coordinator for the national championship game with Clemson. Here's Saban.
We just thought it was in the best interest of our players, our program, and for Lane to assume his responsibilities as the head coach at Florida Atlantic. You know, it's our goal as a program to always give our players the best opportunity to be successful, whether it's personally, academically, or athletically, which means on the field. And this decision was made after we mutually agreed that this would be the best thing for both parties.
Saban says Kiffin will leave to focus on his new job as Florida Atlantic's head coach, leaving the offense in the hands of incoming coordinator Steve Sarkisian for the January 9th game against Clemson in Tampa, Florida. In A&M women's basketball, the team rallied from a 13-point second-half deficit to defeat Vanderbilt 77-72 at Reed Arena last night. Here's Jasmine Lumpkin on the win.
I think really just during halftime, coaches got on us on how we need to pick it up. This is our SEC home opener where, you know, we haven't lost an SEC home opener in the last four games. So they just basically told us at halftime we had to pick it up. And Tease, our point guard, she got us going in the first half, so we just had to step up and get the job done.
The Aggies have won all five of their SEC openers since joining the league in 2012, all five of which have come at Reed Arena. The Aggies return to action on Thursday to face Georgia at 6 p.m. with pregame at 5:45, and you can hear it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In men's basketball, the Aggs face number 6 Kentucky during the first of two scheduled meetings on the hardwood this season tonight when they visit Rupp Arena. The maroon and white enters the contest seeking its first SEC victory of the season after falling at home to Tennessee last Thursday, while Kentucky opened conference play with a 99-76 win at Ole Miss. Tip-off tonight is scheduled for 8 p.m. with pregame at 7:30, and you can catch the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In the NFL, Houston Texans coach Bill O'Brien says he doesn't know who he'll start at quarterback for the team's wild card playoff game against the Raiders on Saturday. Tom Savage started Houston's last two games after Brock Osweiler was benched, but Savage's status for this week is in question after he suffered a concussion in the second quarter of a loss to Tennessee on Sunday. With or without Savage, the Texans face Oakland Saturday at 3:30 with pregame at 3:15, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And in the NBA,
2:20 clock running in the quarter. Harden comes right, comes back left on a Harrell screen, goes to Gordon, catches. Here's a three. There it is. Got the triple. Another one for Eric Gordon.
Eric Gordon scored 31 points, and James Harden had 23 points, 10 assists, and 10 rebounds to lead the Houston Rockets to their fifth straight win, a 101-91 victory over the Washington Wizards last night. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A solution to make your business more efficient in 2017? Suddenlink's got it, and it's just a phone call away. Your business can be more efficient with Suddenlink. Great communications that they have. First, they have phone services available. That's a large discount over what your regular phone service is. You get to keep the equipment you already have. You get to keep the phone number you already got. And you can grow it as you need to. And right now, you can get internet, 75 meg download, 10 meg upload, for $124.95 a month. And all it takes is a phone call to Chad Cowan or one of his team at 595-2413. Or you can put those together, you can bundle them and save even more. And when it comes to capacity, we're Gig City here in Bryan College Station, have been for over 2 years. And, you know, there are a lot of cities that aren't, but we are, thanks to Suddenlink, and you can take advantage of that. So you can grow with Suddenlink. More than 100,000 businesses across the country depend on Suddenlink to provide their internet and their phone service and other services as well. So why not make the phone call, make the decision in 2017 to make Suddenlink your provider. 595-2413 or go to suddenlinkbusiness.com.
With Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, you'll be able to make hay while the sun shines. Right now, get a John Deere round or square baler with 0% interest for 48 months. Pair it up with a John Deere 5E series tractor, and you'll be able to do more for less than expected. Stop by and visit one of our five convenient locations today, or shop Hay Tools and Tractors online at cptractor.com. Offer ends January 31st, 2017. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. Other offers available. See dealer for details.
Going out? Plan a sober ride. Meeting friends? Designate a driver. Getting drinks? Call a cab. Getting the next round? Please call a cab. Getting behind the wheel? Stop. Stop. Stop.
Don't wait until it's too late. Plan a sober ride while you can at soberrides.org. Drink, drive, go to jail. A message from TxDOT.
About a minute till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Again, from the world of sports on the other side of the world where it's a little bit different. This from the London Mirror. The Rwanda Football Federation has taken steps to end witchcraft during their soccer matches.
Is that a big problem?
Well, you knew it was going to come to it. Yep. If any coach is found guilty of using witchcraft, they will be banned for 4 matches.
Wow.
And fined. It seems that in a game between Rwanda Premier League teams Makura and Victory and the Ryan Sports, well, a player performed a ritual during the game. Mm. And within seconds, he scored a goal. Since there is no scientific way to prove the use of witchcraft, these measures will, based upon reports from match officials and anything that we deem to incite witchcraft, will be taken into consideration. So they're banning witchcraft in Rwanda, just so you know.
Oh, boy.
Okay, 8 o'clock, WTAW College.